Shvuis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shvuis Bavli Daf Chof. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, at the beginning of the third perek, Shvuis Shtaim. Shvuis Shtaim Shehen Arba. There are two primary kinds of Shvuis, or Bitui, that are four in all. Shvuis Sha'ichel V'le'ichel Sha'achalti V'le'achalti. The primary two are, I swear that I will eat, and I swear that I will not eat. The others are, I swear that I ate, and I swear that I did not eat. Shvuah shle'ichel va'ochel kol shehu chayev divrei Akiva. Akiva says, if one swore, I will not eat, and he ate any amount, then he's liable. He should say, amru lo divrei Akiva, hecha matzinu la'ichel kol shehu shu chayev, shezeh chayev. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Akiva, we never find that someone is liable for eating any amount. How can he be liable? Amar lahen, hecha matzinu medaber or mevi korban, shezeh medaber or mevi korban. Rabbi Akiva says, we never find that one bring the korban for speaking. The korban is for transgressing his words. His intention was not to eat at all. If he eats any amount, then he transgressed. And the Gemara says, Nicha sha'ichel v'shva'ichel, sha'achalti v'shva'ichalti, man kaimen. The Gemara asks, well, granted one is liable for I will eat and I will not eat, what's the case of I ate and I did not eat? If it's known to him that he ate and he thought he did not eat, this is a shvuah sheker. Means he's intentional and there's no korban for the full shvuah. We could suggest that he thinks that he did not eat and he thought that he did not eat. The Abavav of Yehuda b'shem Rav b'shoigeg b'korbana of amazed shesay ba aval saba hayisi she'ein b'shvuah muta. The Abavav of Yehuda, quoting Rav, rejects this. A Mishnah teaches that one's liable for shvuah aid with whether he was amazed or shoigeg about the shvuah. Amazed about not knowing testimony. This means that he was shoigeg about chiyuv korban for the shura and amazed about the testimony, but if he says, I thought there's no issa of false shura, it's permitted, and he's totally exempt since this is a case of oinus. The same applies if he thought that he swore as truth. And if amazed bar over shoigeg be korban, rather, the answer is he was amazed about it, the shura, and shoigeg about the korban. Lekenam rabbi avol b'shem rabbi yochanan amazed Bechelev uveshoigeg bekorban masin boy veleike umevi korban, and we can support that because didn't Rabbi Abol say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if one ate chelev forbidden fats maybe intentionally, but he was shoigeg about the korban, he wasn't aware of the obligation of a korban, they warn him and he is lashed and brings the korban. Leith yochel damar Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Laza kach meishi Rabbi Shmuel leRabbi Akiva matzin nedav shechayv mazdoine meshum shvuah sheker. And the Gemara objects that you can't say so because Rabbi La said in the name of Rabbi Laza that Rabbi Shmuel answered Rabbi Akiva, do we find that someone is liable lashes for mezid for shua sheker for false shua and chayev korban the helam due to bitui? Rabbi Akiva answered him, we find that someone is liable for mezid for a shuas sheker, and he brings a korban. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akiva should have answered that for chatas chelev, chatas for inadvertently eating chelev, or for any other lav that involves kois if done intentionally, there are lashes for mezid and korban if he was shoigeg about the korban. Eliken and kaimen, v'boi loy sha'ochal v'nishpa v'nimsa shloy ochal. The answer is rather we discussed one who is sure that he ate and saw that he did not eat and later realized that he ate. Lo ba'ime ein zu shua, and the Gemara says, well, is this not like one who said this is not a forbidden shua? We said about that case that since he thinks it is permitted, this is oines and he's exempt. Taman ba'ime ein zu shua, v'amhacha b'yodeya ba sheshua hi ela shu b'toye machmas davar acher. And since there he said this is not a forbidden shua, however here he knows that it's forbidden to take a false shua, just the urge due to something else means whether or not he ate. Man kaimin. What's the case in which they argue about being liable for any amount? If he said, I swear that I will not eat an achila of the Torah, then even Rabbi Akiva admits that he's not liable for less than a kazayas. And if he said, I swear that I will not taste, even Rabbanan would agree. Elkean Kaimin should say stam, rather the case is that he swore stam without specifying. Kol shehu achila, the Gemara asks, well, does Rabbi Akiva hold that kolshu is considered achila, any amount is considered eating. Patala, if you say kurabi shimon, Indeed, we answer that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says that any amount is considered achila.